Welcome back to our coverage as the first round of this Dubai duty-free Irish Open comes to an end. Ryan Fox, the New Zealander, continues to lead here from the chasing pack by one shot at 5-under, but then Padraig Harrington is the best of the Irish at 4-under. And to be honest, there hasn't been much change on the scoreboard over the last couple of hours affecting the leaders. And as the day went on and the course dried out and the spur of the greens got quite and stuff, Dennis, it's proved to be a lot tougher for those guys that started in the afternoon compared to the guys in the morning.
It certainly has, Oisin. It has been a significant test, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you mentioned Ryan Fox is the leader. He shot a 67 earlier today, and most of the other scores in the 60s were actually shot earlier today as well. And Padraig Harrington, a terrific round from Padraig Harrington, as you say, and that was inspired by an eagle on his eighth hole, and then he had three birdies and four holes on the back nine, and he's within a shot of the lead and leading the way from an Irish perspective at the moment. Of course, you've Rory McIlroy is out on the course at the moment, and Rory's missed a load of putts, but he's still gone along nicely. I have to say, he's a few under. He's two under par after 14 holes, four to play. And Shane Lowry was going well as well. He was under par too, but he's since dropped a shot. He's now picked another one up, so he's two under par again through 13. So Lowry and McIlroy going very nicely in the afternoon.
Yeah, if they were to stay like that going into tomorrow, would they be happy enough for their first round?
I definitely think they would. That'd be a very, very solid opening effort. And who knows, tomorrow maybe the pins are tucked away today. The pins might be put in the middle of the greens tomorrow and somebody go out and shoot a decent score.
See Lee Westwood sitting at 4-under. He's still got, five holes left to play, does he, off his first round. Tied for second in that group along with Harrington. Westwood, would it be good enough to share the lead or move ahead in those closing holes, do you feel?
Yeah, he could do. He's played very, very solidly so far. No mistakes. He's had four birdies and no drop shots, so he's going along very, very nicely. He found something on the range over the last couple of days. He said in his press conference, or the lads were talking to him there earlier in the week, and he felt as though he had found something. So that certainly has shown itself to be true. He's doing very, very nicely, 4-under par through 13 holes, and is likely to be there or thereabouts come the end of the day. But it's interesting, Ryan Fox, who was leading, he's actually the son of the New Zealand rugby winning captain Grant Fox, so obviously the talent runs in the family there, Oisin.
Let's get some reaction from Padraig Harrington following his opening round today, and he was quite happy to be the clubhouse leader when he came off the course after the 18th.
You know, I didn't even know I was one shot off the lead. There you go. I thought I'd seen somebody at one stage. I don't try and look at leaderboards. I saw somebody at six, so I just knew 4-under par is a nice solid score. You know, you're never going to be far away with that, and this golf course, and assuming we get a little bit of wind during the week, 4-under par is going to be well there, and you just keep trying to nudge a little bit forward every day. Certainly don't expect to shoot 4-under every day, so it's a good start to the week, keeps the momentum going.
Padraig Harrington, good round for him, best of the Irish, one off the pace at the moment. We were keeping an eye, of course, on one of the locals, the really only local in the field, and that was Rory McGee, who finished up on a level par after coming through today with a 72. And Dennis, after a shaky enough start, we were impressed by Rory McGee after that.
Very much so, Oisin. A terrific bounce back after he bogeyed his opening hole and then went on to double the third. So he was 3-over after three, and three subsequent birdies and no other drop shots. And he's a level par 72, and he's currently in the top 40. And a good round tomorrow, and you just never know.
Yeah, his target is going to be now to make it to the weekend and get through with the cut in. It's a Saturday when he came off. After his first round, he spoke to Highlands' Kenny Harkin.
Hi, I'm happy enough after the start I had out there. Out of bogeyed the first, doubled the third, so had a bit of work to do.
Listen, you have great Donegal links with Rossapenna, and you have a lot of family from Donegal, and you must be very pleased to get around on that score today.
Yeah, no, it was great. It's lovely to be playing Donegal as well. Obviously, living half an hour away, it's great, and yeah, it's been unbelievable with the normal Donegal weather as well. So.
Tell me, you must be now. It's too much to look forward to, and with the second round to come, it'd be pretty nice to make the weekend.
I don't see why not. Go out and, I played, I just had a bit of bad luck at the start today and played perfect the rest of the way in, so I don't see, just continue that and hopefully we'll be here for the weekend.
Great finish too, by the way.
The 18th was, that tee shot just sends me out there for some reason, and no, I don't know how I scraped a par there, but I'll take it.
That's Rory McGee, the man who is from Derry, but of course has represented Rossapenna as an amateur. Strong family connection to the Downings and Kerrygard area level power. Dennis, we're just watching the screens. Rory McIlroy continued to hit the ball well, so he is. He's looking impressive.
He certainly is, O'Shea. He's played really, really well today. But he just the putter has gone cold on him, and yeah. You know, he's three birdies and one single bogey on his card so far. But he's missed three or four makeable putts, so he could well be tied for the lead or in the lead. And I'm sure he'd be pleased with the way he's striking the ball, and it's just a matter of getting a bit of luck in the greens, and he could make a real charge for this tournament.
Just finally then, any other highlights from the first round today?
Yeah, obviously we had a hole in one earlier on, which is it's a rare bird, and it's nice. It's anybody who was there to witness that was a special moment. But I think Padraig Harrington's round of 68 is terrific. I mean, Padraig, you know, he is a links specialist, as we all know, and I think of all the Irish sportsmen, he was once voted, I think, the most popular Irish sportsman. And I think it would be fantastic to have Padraig Harrington in the mix, and I hope he is.
One other note, John Rahm's got a bit of work to do. Is he good enough to pull back from where he is?
You know, he is. He's supremely talented, but he's got a really fiery temper. Yeah. Like, you could see he was really... You know, he was out there today and he was getting annoyed with himself, and the clubs were flying and all sorts of different things. The one thing is, he wears his heart on his sleeve, O'Shea, but he'll need to go out and shoot low tomorrow even to make the cut.
Dennis, we appreciate you joining us today on Highland Radio. Many thanks for your expert opinion once again on how things are panning out here on the first round of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. We will, of course, have an end of day wrap available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, coming up very, very soon indeed, when the remaining players come on off the course, and that includes Mr. Rory McIlroy, who has got a couple of holes left to play off his first round. And we will, of course, have a further action live from Ballyliffin Golf Club from the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open tomorrow, Friday, on day two.